I would just leave it. I'm not going to vote to table.
Okay.
Well, God, if I need five votes in this committee, I can never get five votes in this committee.
Guys, tabling, that's important.
Well, I mean, we got it in front of us, and I'd like to, you know, I'd...
Okay, I'll support you.
Well, I'll find out if anybody else wants to.
Well, we've got 13 minutes to take it off the table if we do table it, so I'd support tabling.
We've got a lot of bills that we haven't, you know, that are sitting in the committee, and that's all right. So this doesn't make a difference anymore, but if...
I'll table it. Go ahead.
What is the rest of you think? You want to just leave it alone, or do you want to move it?
Well, if there's something wrong with it, I don't...
Well, it's defective, there's no question about that.
I don't want to be especially responsible for something like that.
The intent is excellent, but...
Yeah, it is. It really is, because I've got a constituent that's right in the middle of one of these things.
But it's so late in the session to try to correct it.
Well, okay, why don't we...
I'll move the table. You don't
know at all. Well, I think it's fair to say that there aren't five votes to get this bill out here, are there?
No.
You need everybody to agree on that.
In that case, then I'll move the table.
No, I'm not arguing I'm not asking you to do that. I just want to find out. I want to make sure that there people aren't interested enough that they want to spend some time trying to work it over here. I don't hear any clamor for working it over.
When can we get it back if we did?
We couldn't.
The committee closes down at 7 o'clock, we understand.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when do the people...
I don't know about the House. They might even be meeting tomorrow. Well, let's leave that for the time being anyway. Now, I don't know whether Senator Hendricks is ever going to come back, but I'm going to try to do something with this House Bill 2460, one way or the other. Have you folks had a chance to look at the Dash 3 amendments?
Do we have the amendments?
We just got them.
Explain what the Dash 3 amendments do.
What happened to the grandparent bill?
Okay, and we've got Senator Hendrickson.
He's got Senator Hendrickson.
In addition to the rights granted under Section 1, step-parent, a child-parent relationship is defined in subsection 5. It was a party in a dissolution proceeding.
May petition
the court having jurisdiction
for custody or visitation.
Okay.
Did you have a chance, Mr. Phillips, Pascal Phillips? Did you have a chance to read her handwritten notes?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any objections to the changes she's suggesting?
No, so long as the part that is going to be in there, her changes are fine. However, Judge Northland and CSD would like to say a word about that.
Oh, well, all right, fine. Come on up here.
Could you tell us what the changes are, Mr.?
Yeah, just a second. I'll get them written in.
Trying to decipher it a little bit here.
Her handwriting is almost as bad as mine. I shouldn't say that.
Why don't you go ahead and start, you folks? Do you want to talk about the LC-3?
I've seen those amendments.
Okay.
Excuse me, for the record, Al Norblad, Marion County Circuit Court. They really don't affect CSD because CSD is not involved in very many dissolutions. So what that does, it limits appearances in dissolution cases to step-parents. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. I think I would support the bill. But I would ask you to consider that from a policy standpoint, that what you're doing is you're eliminating the right of intervention by, let's say, the grandparents who have raised the child all the child's life. You are limiting intervention by the, let's say, the brother, sister, or aunt, uncle that have raised the child all their life.
By implication. We're not doing it literally. That's by implication, because they don't have that right now, do they?
They don't have that right now.
No. So we're taking it one step at a time. We're giving a right to grandparents, and you think maybe by implication, well, obviously, if it doesn't extend beyond grandparents, it's not going to include these other people.
Right. In other words, you're extending, what I'm saying is the original bill extended it to grandparents, to aunts, to uncles, even neighbors. We find that a lot of times.
Yeah.
In effect, have raised child. And what this, the Senator's, Henriksen's amendments does, it brings it back to step-parents only.
Right. And I think that was her intention. Mm-hmm. I don't think the bill probably would have support otherwise in the committee because, well, we don't need to go into all the concerns, but
clearly I'd like to see it go farther, but I'm pleased to see that step-parents are...
I think it's easier for us at this point in time to understand the perhaps inequity of step-parents who have raised children pretty much as their own, not being involved in the decision-making process, and the same thing undoubtedly holds true with other people, but there are some concerns, I guess, that we didn't feel like struggling with right now.
I'm anxious to hear CSD's.
Yes, go ahead.
For the record, my name is Karen Pearson. The Children's Services Division basically taking a fairly neutral stand on this. We can see some advantage. We would like to have stated for the record that it is our legal counsel's opinion that this would not apply in juvenile court proceedings under 419. And the bill doesn't state one way or other on that, but that is in our supporting the bill, or at least not opposing the bill, that is our assumption that it does not apply.
Okay. I might have been the only one on the committee that was present when we had the first public hearing on this, and there was a lady from Salem who, she was here again today, and I thought she made a good case for her kind of a situation, that she was a stepmother, remember, that raised the daughters. Undoubtedly there's merit maybe for going beyond that, but I don't think we were quite ready to do that.
I had that case.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Tragic.
Shall I read that?
Yes, counsel will...
I might add it, the bill was drawn with the intent that it include juvenile matters, so obviously somewhere along the line it's going to be litigated.
It was.
No, it will be, I would assume.
Oh, you say that it was originally drafted to include juvenile matters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
Oh, dear.
Counsel.
The changes proposed by Senator Henriksen, if you look at the -3 amendments in line 11, after step-parent, delete the rest of the line and insert the words, with a child-parent relationship as defined in subsection 5 of this section, who is a party in a dissolution proceeding may petition. Then in line 12, you cross out the first two words, intervention with, and you cross out the words in adoption or, and in line 13, you take out the words dissolution proceedings and insert the words for custody or visitation, so that the sentence reads, in addition to the rights granted under subsection 1 of this section, a step-parent with a child-parent relationship as defined in subsection 5 of this section who is a party in a dissolution proceeding may petition the court having jurisdiction for custody or visitation, or may petition the court for the county in which the minor child resides for adoption of the child, period.
Okay. Now, let me ask about this. I don't understand how this would even come up in the juvenile court. How could it possibly apply in a juvenile proceeding?
I'd have to read. No, that's the amended section, no.
Yeah.
But the issue is a circuit court having jurisdiction over a child. I'd have to relook it. I don't have a copy of the bill in front of me.
Well, now, well, the situation that we're trying to address here, the stepmother's situation, that would never come up in a juvenile proceeding as an issue, would it? For instance here. Temporary custody or something?
Dad dies, child and mother are in Marion County, or stepmother in Marion County, natural mother who has never seen the child is in San Diego.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Original California custody decree granting custody to father. Child terrified of mother who she's never seen, terrified of going to California. based upon emotional needs of a child. Petition is filed in juvenile court. Since stepmother doesn't have standing in in domestic relations in San Diego, or even in domestic relations court in Oregon, since there's nothing filed in Oregon.
Okay. Let me go back to
that's the case I had this fall.
Senator Frye?
Yes.
With this amendment, couldn't the mother file for guardianship? Stepmother.
That's what I was
she can file for guardianship procedure.
Well, yeah. No, I guess.
That's what I was going to
that's
ask.
How I interpret this.
The circuit courts, at least in Marin County, and there is a statute which says that those type of cases can be held by juvenile. Probate court in Marin County has determined that all those cases shall be held by juvenile, and they're dismissed forthwith, with directing the people to file juvenile.
All right. Well, now, does everybody have a good hold on these amendments now as re-amended by Senator Hendrickson? How's this strike people now? Okay, everybody satisfied with it? All right. Then Senator Hamby moves -3 amendments dated June 14th as further amended by Senator Hendrickson, which amendments have just been read by counsel. Any objection to those amendments? All right, that's so ordered. And Senator Brown moves House Bill 2460 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Call the roll.
Rothman?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Pullen? Bailey? Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson? Simmons?
Aye.
Wires? Frye?
Aye. Carried.
Chairman, in about 30 seconds, we could move on House Bill 2730.
2730 is the one we're coming to next.
Right.
That's the one we're coming to next. I want to make sure we're not leaving something undone on this last bill. I think it's a good bill. I'm just fretting over the fact that
there's interest on this also, I gather.
Okay. Well, we're going to do. All right, let's turn to 2730. This is the last bill that's on today's agenda. When we deal with this, we will have dealt with every bill on today's agenda.
Wonderful.
And that's 25 or so bills. So, House Bill 2730.
There is somebody here from the Department of Commerce to explain it quickly if you want.
The lady in the pink.
Lady in the pink.
Well,
who's freezing?
She's been freezing all day. Are there some people here that need further explanation of this?
I'm sorry, I was talking to the judge.
I'm just a little. I've got some reservations about this because I don't know. It seems like everybody who does anything's got to have a license from the state government now.
I know. But, I feel the same way.
It's a big expense, though. These satellite. Earth receiving stations. And
well, I can make a comment. I also have one. When Representative Woody was in here, complaining about the problems, I spent less than he quoted, and I've never had a minute's problem with mine, and I've had it for 2 years.
And installed yourself?
Yeah, I think when they said that someone was coming over, no, I didn't. I had it installed.
Mm-hmm.
I think when they said someone coming over from Redmond to testify that never got here that night was the guy that installed mine. He's one of the leading people in the state. And there's already 530 of them licensed, and I think they're taking care of themselves.
Okay.
Well, I had a constituent who bought one, and his big complaint was that after he bought it and paid for it, a week later he found another company that had the same piece of equipment for 30% less in price or something like that. And my comment to him was he should have shopped around before he signed his contract. He did go to the Consumer Protection Division of the AG, and they got the settlement of part of his money back.
Yeah.
That's a financial, not a technical problem.
Yeah. Well, I don't sense that there is five stone wolves in this bill, Senator Brown.
So right.
I think we'll just leave it. And it's 7 o'clock, and I'm told by the president to adjourn this committee meeting at 7 o'clock. I don't think there are the votes here for any of these other bills that are left here, or the ones that's been suggested to me.
I understand there is a majority on, like, or at least all of us are supportive of putting 2337 into 2336, which we set out today, just a matter of bringing it back and plugging it in. I know there's maybe a risk to that, but at least that's the effort.
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure that I could support that.
Well, I didn't think that the votes were here to do that.
That's the one prevents a local peace officer from enforcing a particular federal law.
It doesn't prevent it. In fact, it gives them, it specifically recognizes that they may. Yeah. The amendments in the House.
No.
Well, it says they're not there. They may contact.
You don't have it.
I have a problem with a police officer who swears to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the state of Oregon to turn his back on a particular law.
Well, I know.
I don't agree with the law.
That was, of course, my recollection was that bill was defeated on the Senate floor in the last session, and it was Senator Ripper who said the very thing that you said. And I'm not, but anyway, I don't have a feeling that, well, obviously, they're not five votes here to send
Thank
us
you,
out.
Mr.
I would be willing to give it a courtesy vote to put it on the floor, but I would vote against it on the floor.
Senator Simmons, the amendments that came out of the House said a law enforcement agency may contact the U.S. government, which basically statutory recognizes that they can do so.
Yeah, but the thrust of it is that he is not going to enforce the law.
Well, I would like to have, with five of us here, I'd like to have genuine unanimity on the thing, so I'm not going to go any further with it. I think,
Mr. Chair, for the time taken, however, I appreciate
we did
it.
We did get out of the hall, which I think is important. And so at 2 minutes after 7, although I'm 2 minutes past the time the president gave me, and I think the committee will adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hard work.